Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague, Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales, reporting on the climate of Australia. Remember now, they're coming springtime. The koalas are looking for mates. The kangaroos are roaming around in wedding parties. At the same time, the snakes are swarming. However, we begin with Australia's weather map. This is a continent. I have to get used to that. It's not the state of Texas. It's much larger. And it looks like the whole continent is covered with heavy rain or about to be. Jeremy, in New South Wales, is it raining now? What has your weather been this last week? Good day to you.
G'day, John. I can report right now, at least for the interim, we haven't got any rain. We've actually had a fairly windy week here where it's been a lot of wind. There's been a bit of cloud about, but the skies have been relatively clear. Unfortunately, though, it's not quite the warm temperatures we want, but, you know, we'll take it. However, what's about to come is pretty much exactly the opposite of that. We're about to get soaked. And when I say soaked, absolutely drenched with rain. It's going to be several inches across the week. We're expecting the rain not to let up after Tuesday. So Tuesday through Sunday, we could actually be seeing wall-to-wall rain. And honestly, it literally is exactly the opposite to what we've had. So as you can imagine, Sydney going from a very dry few months to suddenly having this drenching of rain, there's almost certainly going to be a lot of chaos next week, especially with our public transport network.
Western Australia and Northern Territory, typically I'm reading from the weather zone, 20 to 50 millimeters of rain in September. They could pick it up to about 50 to 100. This says it could rain for 7 to 10 days. Is that normal?
That's not really that normal, especially this time of the year, because imagine, John, we've just gone through normally what would be a wet winter here in Australia. We typically get wet winters. And then at this time of year, the climate changes and we start to move towards summer, which means we do literally get less and less rain. So you may get 1 or 2 days of rain, but you normally wouldn't get more than 2 or 3 in a row. But we're about to get a full 10 days. And while it has been recorded before in history, it is a very, very rare event. And I think there's a little bit of nuance in the forecast too. While the forecast is 10 days of rain, that's because the forecast only goes out to about 15 days. So 10 days of that is rain. The Bureau of Meteorology is saying it could actually be more than 10 days, but their weather models don't actually go that far. So you know what? We could actually get a couple of weeks of rain right now. And really, it could go beyond that as well. That's really the warning here, that this isn't just something that might only be 10 days. It might be a new rain cycle that we're going to have to deal with.
What California calls wildfires, Australia calls bushfires. And if I remember the formula, lots of rain means lots of growth, undergrowth in the forest, and means lots of fuel for bushfires. So are you expecting bushfires soon enough?
Yes. In fact, you hit the nail on the head, John. We've also been warned that as soon as this rain system, this rain climate passes in the next month or so, we are going to have what's looking to be a catastrophically hot summer, which means very, very, very dry weather, lots of high winds from the desert, inland deserts of Australia blowing across here on the eastern seaboard, across South Australia, pretty much all the areas that are going to have a lot of bushland growth. And because we've had so much rain, what happens is during this brief period of rain, there's going to be a lot of undergrowth that will get really, really green, grow really tall, so a lot of shrubs on the ground. But then as soon as that hot weather hits, that all turns brown. That basically dies and becomes kindling. So then about a month later, when it's really hot, and we'll probably get some summer storms, which is typically what starts a lot of these fires, the lightning strikes, and all of a sudden the shrubs just all catch fire pretty much at once. It's literally like putting kindling on a fire. So we're expecting catastrophic bushfires, unfortunately, this summer.
Looking at the projected map of Australia, again, lots of rain in Queensland, Gold Coast. Queensland gets just about the worst of all kinds of weather, even though they really like living there, right? Because it's semi-tropical. It's sort of like Hawaii on the coastline. But they have lots of snakes. They get lots of rain. They get the typhoons from the north coming down to Australia, and then they get bushfires. They get the worst of everything. You in Sydney seem to be protected in some fashion. Is that because you removed the habitat? You put concrete where there used to be forests? Is that why you're protected?
I think it's a little bit of that, John. Absolutely. We've definitely pushed the habitat into the Blue Mountains, so off to the west in Sydney. And we honestly are a bigger city than say Brisbane up in Queensland. So a lot of the nasties are no longer near us. But I think you also hit the nail on the head too. Brisbane being in a very tropical area, they tend to get a lot more variances in weather. They tend to get a lot more of the tropical animals, because something you didn't mention there was also the crocodiles and just the freshwater sharks as well, which tend to plague a lot of the Brisbane waterways. Whereas here in Sydney, we're just that little bit too far south to get a lot of the nasties. But I guess in that way, we're lucky. But you're right, Queenslanders love Brisbane. They love living up there, and they learn to deal with the nasties just as much as they can.
Now, Jeremy, we 2 years ago we had very bad rains and very bad flooding. Is that likely as well with this heavy rain? It flooded, as I recall, in Victoria, flooded in South Australia, certainly flooded in Adelaide, in New South Wales. Is that the expectation?
There definitely are flood warnings out, and we're expecting here in Sydney at least to get some localized flooding, particularly around the Warragamba Dam, which is down here in southern Sydney. While it's relatively low at the moment, it doesn't take a lot of water to really fill it up again. So the rains over the next week will probably put it right up to the edge, which means they'll have to let it overflow, which means the estuaries and downriver in central CBD Sydney will probably get inundated. So we anticipate the trains may be stopped at some point. We'll probably have a bit of chaos on the roads because of the flooding, but hopefully, because we have had this dry period, a lot of that will last only a very short time because the waterways aren't already choked up. But the rest of Australia, honestly, Western Australia, Brisbane, they're the ones that could get hit pretty badly. Victoria may just miss a lot of the really heavy stuff, but honestly, we're expecting floods pretty much right across the continent once again.
I'm assuming with clear skies in Sydney, people are down at the beach surfing. Is that correct? Are they out already?
Oh, they were. In fact, because we had that connection of blue skies and pretty heavy winds in from the west, which then trended to the northeasterlies, there was a lot of surf out there. So Bondi Beach was relatively popular over the weekend. There were definitely a lot of surf waves up and down the north coast. So people are already hitting the surf. And honestly, when this rain system comes through, there's going to be a lot of weather, a lot of wind associated with it. So despite the rain, you're almost certainly going to see a lot of the surfers out there. Swimmers, maybe not so much. People on the beach, not so much, but it's going to be a surfing week, I can tell you.
It's springtime. That means everything in Australia being exotic will try to kill you when we come back. One guy died. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.